At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
And welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we are not talking about the Super Bowl. It is the day of the Super Bowl. We don't give a shit. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be watching it at some point today because we are getting the Deadpool 3 trailer, a new Godzilla trailer. So there's a lot of stuff to be excited for with that, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Xbox and Halo, and there's no better person that I could think of to join me on this podcast. It is Yeti. He's back again for his third episode already this year. This is kind of crazy. But yeah, Yeti, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again. And this is a great experience and opportunity, and thank you for having me again.
Dude, you're welcome. I love having you on. I love catching up on Halo. Obviously, we play Halo when we can. You've been killing it on the streams. Again, Yeti's Twitch will be in the link of this podcast episode. Please be sure to go follow him. He's literally about to reach affiliate. Might even happen today after this stream. Or I'm sorry, this podcast. But be sure to check it out and all the Frogs community links that are going to be in the description. But before we jump into what the Frogs community has coming up, what have you been up to lately?
Sorry. Hold on. Let me close the door here.
No, you're good. Sorry, we had a slight hiccup. I forgot. Just asking how you've been, what you've been up to.
Oh, just, you know, doing the grind, working, and just recently started streaming on Twitch. So that's, again, the grind.
it really is.
Also me with the Frogs, we're trying to host a 2v2, or we're going to host a 2v2 tournament at the end of the month. So, my main focus this month has been advertising that as much as possible, on TikTok and, all the other socials. But yeah, that mainly what I've been up to.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Say before anything we about that, or
yeah, real quick or before later. We do the tournament, we'll catch up on that in a second. I got to deal with this because every time we do the podcast, at least until winter's over, I got to do a temperature check. How cold is it out there?
Oh, fair enough. Well, that stuff went all wacky. It is currently,
let's say,
it's a nice 3 degrees right now.
Oh shit. Well, that's a lot better than the -50 it was
like the last time you're on. Right. Actually, on Thursday last week, the school shut down because of how bad the school shutting down in Montana is unheard of. So it was insane for me to get that call, be like, hey, you don't have to come into work in the morning because the snow and roads are so bad. So I was like, oh, right on. Okay.
You're like, all right.
That never happens in Montana. We just, you know, we just get through it.
Yeah, that's when you know it's pretty bad. Again, before we hop into the 2v2, I do want to ask, because I think it's like a fun question, because everyone's got a different reason, I think. What's your favorite part about like streaming so far?
Honestly, just the going back, like I like to go, I mean, everyone goes back and watches their streams, but like I go back and like be like, oh, I remember that happened, and like an interaction with like one of your friends or something, or whoever you're playing with, and, you know, getting funny clips out of the funny moments in my stream and the interactions with chat and stuff like that. It's just, that's probably one of my favorite things. It's very humbling, and I don't know, gets me all tingly inside.
I actually agree with you 100%. That's kind of been like my favorite, most rewarding part about doing the podcast and, you know, posting videos on TikTok predominantly on there, and then streaming, is just the engagement with you guys and whoever else that we hang out with and talk to and play with. I think just the discourse back and forth, the laughter, and just like, just like the fun, cool moments together. It's like, dude, like, that's what it's all about. That's what it's always been. And to be able to keep doing that through what we do, it's very rewarding for sure. So I honestly couldn't agree with that more. But you did talk about the 2v2 tournament. You've been promoting it. You've been posting about it. I just got the poster too, and I just saved it so I can keep posting about it myself. Awesome. Before you give some of the details, are you participating in it, or are you just watching it?
I will be participating in the 2v2 wars with Frogs Jimbo. He's my teammate in the 2v2 wars. Our team name is Betty's.
What? What's the
Betty,
what's,
like Bet and Yeti and?
Oh my god! Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He made it up. He made it up, and we're just rolling with it. But yeah, it's gonna be my first tournament that I've been a part of, or not a part of, in Frogs, and I've participated in Frogs, so I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah. Me and Easy Blur are gonna be a team.
Yeah. And he was bragging about it. Trust me. And then some of the people that asked him, he was like, "I'm not telling you. It's gonna be a surprise." I'm like, "I already know."
Well, especially if they listen to this before the tournament.
Exactly.
So he didn't know on a team name, so I came up with team Paragon. So that's where we're at.
I like it.
Yeah, it's such a great song title from one of my favorite bands. But the meaning behind the word itself, I was like, you know what? We're just going to throw it out there and just hit it. Because I was thinking of something that would be on par with like some of our Halo esports teams as well. Just really trying to fit the environment. So I feel like Paragon suits that. But as far as the details go, do you want to shed any kind of details that any of our listeners can check out? You know, I'll be posting the event myself, but I can't talk today. But yeah, is there anything you'd like to share about it?
So it's a cash prize free entry tournament. First place is $500, second place is $250, and third place is $100. It starts February 24th and goes into the 25th. Time is 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. CST on the 24th. A bunch of sponsors are going to be in there. Fires Club, the Insane, EOC Gaming. Laser Meme is going to be broadcasting, so that's going to be very exciting. HCS rules are set for the 2v2s, and that's going to be in Frogs maps that are published and ready to go. They're going to be Frogs Valley, Casia Comp, Docking Bay, and Severus.
It's pretty crazy, man. Yeah, I'm looking at the post right now. It's like, it's so exciting. I think this is like such a cool thing that you guys at the Frogs community are doing. I just think it's pretty exciting, man. I think, I don't know how many people there signed up for it, but it's pretty crazy.
It's gonna be a good one. I think it's probably gonna we have thrived in the 2v2 wars. This is our second one this year, 2v2 wars two. Yeah. So this is our second one, and we thrived in the first one. So I'm excited that even more people have come in and signed up, and I'm excited to see even more people come in. So,
yeah, I think it's so remarkable. And I think about, you know, the community that you guys are essentially a part of and have built. also kind of on TikTok, right? Because we've all come across each other. That's how I found you guys. And, you know, we saw each other's videos and just like the amount of people that are intertwined. I just feel like this event's just like geared for success and just a lot of fun too. So it's pretty crazy. I'm very much looking forward to it. I haven't done anything like this in a while. I used to do game battles back in the day. So it's going to be fun to just like, just see some crazy teams out there and just see how we do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of us are going in to, you know, win, of course, or, you know, do as well as we can. But some of us just want to go in and, like, just be a part of it and then see how well we do and then go back and learn from that so we can get better. Because there's going to be people that are going to be better than you, obviously. So,
yeah, no, for sure. I can only imagine the kind of level of players we're going to have there. It's going to be crazy.
Kind of scary, but I'm excited because I'm competitive in like multiplayer. When it comes to like people I know, it's going to be a challenge for me.
Yeah, I think our Lone Wolves match has already attested to that. All of us getting crazy and shit.
Right.
Yeah, I told Blur the same thing, though. It's just an opportunity to have a lot of fun, but at the same time, let's do our best. But let's make sure we have fun first. That's all I said. I know me and him are going to be doing some test runs here soon. Probably today, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, I need to hit him up. But yeah, so be sure to check out the 2v2 tournament. It starts February 24th through the 25th at 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. CST. Make sure to sign up if you have any. There'll be a link in the description. If I can get one from you, Yeti, I'll post in the description, and then I'll make sure and post this poster every day leading up to the event myself. Again, thank you for having me be a part of it. You guys are just remarkable people. Let's see. Moving ahead now, there's some news that came out this last week, and it's been kind of rumored for a while now. Just like Xbox kind of blending up in, becoming multi-platform and blending into other consoles. You know, I remember Party Chat and Achievements for the longest time was teased for like the Switch. It was just like a conversation that was brought up from an article. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever came of that. But now we're hearing a lot of reports that Xbox might go multi-platform with like MCC, Starfield, Indiana Jones, Forza, and Microsoft Flight Simulator. You know, what are your thoughts of this, and what do you hope happens?
I don't understand it. I mean, I see in a business standpoint where you could, yeah, you're going to make a lot of money doing that, but why? Why would you bring all those exclusives into a platform that's hasn't given you anything? Like, I don't know. Like, Xbox isn't going to get all that stuff from PlayStation. We're not going to get a God of War, you know? You know what I mean? Yeah. Unless he's trying to make that kind of deal where everything's just not exclusive anymore. But then what's the point of a console? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know he's trying to be like, he just wants to be, I know Phil Spencer just wants to bring gamers together and he doesn't want to like have console wars or whatever, but it doesn't have to be, you give PlayStation everything Xbox has to offer. Like, I don't see the appeal to that. Xbox has its exclusives and they should stay exclusive. That's just my opinion.
I think it's incredible that we're talking about this because we actually have different opinions.
That's great.
I think starting though, like no matter what, I agree with you that like we need to get something too. Like we can't just give them MCC and not get God of War, you know, Ragnarok and 4, not get Amazing Spider-Man. Like it would be so stupid in my opinion if we just gave people these titles, even Nintendo, if we just gave them titles but we get nothing back. Like that's so stupid in my opinion. So that's where I think all of us as fans on either side of the conversation can agree It would be really dumb and irresponsible for us all to not get something that benefits each other. Because that's where that's my standpoint is like, I'm okay with this if I get God of War, if I get, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't know. Just like they're already on PC. Why not just put them on Xbox as well? So
honestly, yeah, that's where I'm at. That's just my opinion on the whole thing is that if we're not going to get anything out of it, then what's the point? You're just making Xbox look like you need PlayStation. And you don't.
You know, I agree with you, though, because it's like, you know, back in the day when Sega failed the Genesis and Dreamcast, it's because their consoles failed. It's not because and whatever their business structure was, it just failed. Like Xbox isn't failing. It's just not beating Nintendo and PlayStation, which I think is fine. Nintendo is way more for everyone. So obviously there's like the age group in terms of the player base is probably astronomically different from like 5 to 15 versus Xbox's 5 to 15 year olds, you know, like there's probably triple the amount of Switches for that age group than Xbox. Right. And same thing with PlayStation. Like some people just, there's just something about PlayStation. People love it. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with people getting MCC. I really am. I commented on a YouTuber's thing that I said, you know, 23 years of having Halo exclusive, I'm happy if someone else gets to play it that's always wanted to play it. You know, if they, but what if their parents just buy them PlayStation consoles, or that's just how they grew up, right? So that's all they know. Well, now they can play MCC on it with crossplay. That's my thing too, Yeti. It's like it has to have crossplay.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So like if they get MCC and then Halo Infinite, right? Because we're already like two and a half, you know, we're already in it.
Yeah,
we're already 2 years into Halo Infinite, but our newer titles are at least a year exclusive, just not content. I mean the whole game, right? Because content's stupid. I hate that kind of exclusive.
Yeah.
But if we get to enjoy the game first for a year and we keep making new Xbox consoles, I'm actually okay with that trade-off. And it's just me though. I know it's a tough one.
I see the benefit of that, honestly. Like, because we're still getting the exclusive feel, but we know that there's going to be people playing on different consoles and within a year. So, like,
yeah, and I think that's a good strategy because, I mean, I know so many PlayStation people that like they love Halo, but they also love their infrastructure, and that's where I still see it being okay and still seeing a reason to have each different console besides maybe Nintendo because their console is so barbaric. But in terms of PlayStation and Xbox, they're just completely different infrastructures. So what if you like the UI, the layout, the party system, the trophies, you know, the backwards compatibility, all of that still applies to your console, just like it does for us. I think Xbox is like the leader in UI, controllers, party systems. Sure. I think all of that is astronomically better than everyone else. But someone may disagree, but they want to play Halo on their PlayStation. I say fucking go for it. But again, I need to be able to load up God of War right now, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you think is going to be talked about this week by any chance? So we know we're going to get news this week. Do you think it's going to be anything substantial or just like a very clear hint at what is coming down the road?
I think that, I don't know, Phil Spencer's always been the kind that's just like gives us breadcrumbs and then gives us a huge announcement later on down the road. So I think it's just, he's going to hint at something and then we're going to hear something huge in the summer.
Yeah. I think what we really need is just to him walk out on the stage, you know, wherever they're filming their direct or whatever the video he's recording. And then, you know, Doug Bowser from Nintendo and then whoever the fuck's the new guy for PlayStation, they all just walk out like they did at the Game Awards.
Oh my God.
And they just like, nah, like this is happening. You can play Mario Kart on Xbox. Like, I do dream of that world because
that would be insane.
It would be insane, but it's like, again, the infrastructure of Xbox. I love my Nintendo games, but I want the power of the Xbox to make Zelda run at 4K 60 frames. I mean, I could only imagine playing Tears of the Kingdom at a higher quality and higher performance. Like, that is one of the best games I've ever played in my life. So it's just like, I personally dream of it. You know, when you play a game like Power World, it's like, man, I would love for Game Freak to make a really good Pokemon game and then just get it to us on all consoles.
Imagine the capabilities.
Well, not only the capabilities, but, you know, Power World's kind of shined a light on this whole topic as well that I don't think people are, you know, really giving credit to. Is Power World has over 14, I think, million players between Xbox and Steam. So Steam is the leader of, hey, we can all play together. Let's all enjoy our computer gaming. So right. You see that many millions of people who clearly own Switches and PlayStations are playing Power World on Steam. That many people playing Power World on Xbox. It's like, dude, why would you not be Nintendo and open your eyes and be like, I can sell my $60 Pokemon game on PlayStation, Steam, Xbox, Nintendo, and quadruple my profits.
Yeah. Because it's know. Going to literally everybody who loves those games can play it. So,
no matter how many people like the. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying the amount of money you'd make if you didn't. People weren't restricted to a console.
Yeah.
And yeah. Whatever console you had, you could get that game. That's insane.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it'd be that easy, too. Obviously, we don't know the business side of it, but I would imagine investors would be like, all right, so I can still sell this many consoles, and we can quadruple our units sold for each title. Like, I mean, dude, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Mario Kart 8, the base game, have been out for almost a decade now. So Mario Kart 8 came out on the Wii U, I also think, in 2014. So we've been playing, essentially, the same fucking Mario Kart for a decade. They can re-release that game again on Xbox and Steam. I think the title's at 30 million units sold right now. That would double, guaranteed.
That'd be insane. Oh my god!
And this is why I like to talk about it, because I'm done with console wars. I think it's more of console preference at this point. But yeah. I do think crossplay and how efficient it is has truly opened the door for all of us across all platforms to have the most fun possible together. And then Discord, essentially being integrated on our consoles, you know, has made party chat also viable for everybody.
That's true.
It's just an exciting fever dream that I like to think about, but I wanted to bring it up to you because I do think, as we're going to find out news, again, it could be tomorrow morning. It is for sure this week. It's really fun to think about. But next up, let's go ahead and shift gears more towards the Halo TV show. Season 2 came out. And I know while you weren't able to watch it just yet, you were able to find out some details. Although there is one thing, I think like the biggest thing I wanted to talk about, you might have seen it on TikTok, or did you happen to see the fight scene video?
No.
All right, hold on. Oh, no, I can't. Anyways, so you watched season one, right?
Yes.
Oh, what'd you think of season one?
I didn't hate it. there was expectations that weren't met for me, but it didn't push me away from the series entirely. I'm really looking forward to season two. And from what I've seen just from the trailer, it looks a lot better than season two already, or season one, excuse me.
Yeah, so that's why I ask. Because season one, I agree, it wasn't the worst thing ever, but it was far from the best. There's a lot of critiques in there. And season two, we were very lucky enough to have two episodes drop. And I can already tell you, the action is precisely what you want to see from Master Chief. Like, he just fucks shit up, and it's so cool to see. It's so well choreographed, which is cool because the stunt guys actually showed the video of them making the scene that I'm talking about, which I'm going to send you when this podcast is over, because I need you to see it. But as a, obviously, Master Chief, I've said a million times, is like my favorite character of all time. So to see him so well portrayed in terms of his fighting is, I mean, that's all I could really ask for. As far as the story of Reach goes, because obviously we talked about it, this is the story of the fall of Reach.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you, they're really on track to fulfill the the cinematic experience of the Fall of Reach. I think that they're already kind of doing a decent job. The thing I realized watching the show, which I think all TV shows have a problem with, is that there's so many stupid ass side stories that no one asked for. And I think that's just the problem with television. Like, I don't think this should have been a TV show. I think this easily could have been a movie, as in movies. I think season one could have been jumbled up into one movie, because if this is going to sound crazy, it's a crazy comparison. This is so stupid, but I think of Star Wars, A New Hope, and like this season is a movie as a movie, focusing on Reach and Chief and the Spartans. Could easily be The Empire Strikes Back in terms of the Covenant are here. They're here to fuck shit up, and we're going to see that. But now it's going to be spread out throughout a season where we see Quan, who's back. We see Soren, who's not a bad character, but he's like, whatever. Like, what's the end game with this guy? He's kind of useless in a real combat scenario. And then we have this new guy, James Ackerson, who's like the head of Oni. Now he's running the operation. And I'm not going to lie, the stuff you see in the two episodes is very Oni-like from the lore that I've seen. In terms of how in terms of how shady they are and the real scandalous shit they do.
But I like that. That's cool.
So I would say these two episodes are better than the first season as a whole.
Nice. And okay.
I'm excited to see how it wraps up.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
But again, I just think a TV show problem is you have a lot of side stories that no one asks for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, growing up, I always thought that there was going to be a Halo movie come out, not a TV series, because there's so much to the Halo universe and the Halo story that I don't think you could put it all into a TV show and have it have the room to, you know, tell that story. So yeah. I agree with you on the movie standpoint. Absolutely.
And then I'm going to discuss a slight, although very publicized spoiler. It's from the games anyways. So if you don't want to hear it, you can skip the next 30 seconds. It's going to be very quick. But they did show screenshots from the episodes, right? And the very last episode of the season is called Halo. And the shot they did for that, that they show online, is a shot of Master Chief in the original Halo Infinite reveal trailer, where he's just holding his helmet. And it's very clearly on a Halo ring. So they are 100% like getting back on track and going straight towards the games in terms of the storytelling. So for me, I think that's so exciting. Like, I want to see the Flood. Like, average the storytelling is in terms of these side stories, because again, I think Chief being humanized is fine. He's pretty humanized. Yeah. He's humanized in the books. I think Pablo Schreiber does a good job. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in Halo Infinite, he got way more humanized, more than any of the games, really, other games.
So, and I loved every bit of it.
And yeah, he's becoming a more humanized character, and if people don't like it, then you're not human. So just get over it.
It is a... So like the argument people make, before I go back to the Flood part of the show, is like... And I agree with Bungie, so... a Bungie back in the day.
Kids are just fun.
You know, Bungie back in the day wanted you to be Chief. Like, they wanted you to feel like you were Master Chief, which I think is fine. However, you know, this isn't Bungie making Halo anymore. Master Chief got older as a character, you know, and when people age, their perspectives change. So Chief having, you know, being this old now, going through all these conflicts, you know, the dude changes. So, it's just one of those things where, you know, he's not going to be the same person he was when he was, you know, in Combat Evolved. In Combat Evolved, he's a glorified young adult slaughtering a Covenant, you know, alien race, blowing up a ring that can destroy the whole galaxy, you know. So for him to be in Halo Infinite and be humanized, I think is perfect. Like, I think it makes sense. It's the character coming full circle and finding a way to cope without his AI partner, you know. And I think they've done a pretty decent job at it. I think some of the dialogue could have been better, but it's not so much on Chief's part. It's the people around him, like the pilot. So, yeah, I think Pablo Schreiber does a good job. But if you're telling me we're only a season away from getting the Flood and the first time ever live action, I mean, dude, sign me the fuck up.
Exactly. Exactly.
But clearly there's so much potential with this show. I don't want to overhype it, but I am excited to see the rest of the season and see how it pays off. I think a lot of people are going to be happy. I know my biggest issue, besides the side stories, before I forget and we move on, is they changed the look of Cortana and she looks fucking ugly as hell now. And I don't know why they did that.
I don't understand why they did that. She wasn't the issue in any of the complaints from season one.
It's weird because now people are saying, she looks better than season one. Some people. And I was thinking to myself, like, it's literally Jen Taylor. Like, the voice actress literally was what Cortana looked like in season one. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's about as perfect as it gets. So, I don't know.
Like the look of this season two one.
Doesn't look right. It doesn't look right at all. So that's like super disappointing. But thankfully, it's Jen Taylor still voicing her.
Yeah, excited that she's still voicing her though.
And you know, that's the argument people keep trying to make too, is like, oh well, they could have just had Steve Downes voice Chief still with his helmet on. Like, people are so in distress about the helmet being off, it cracks me up. Like,
like, why? Well, though,
well, it's so funny to me though, because when you watch Halo Forward Unto Dawn, Blue Team takes their helmets off and like no one bat an eye at that. Like, no one cared at all. I mean, granted, Chief does keep it on, but still, it's like, I don't know. It's
I don't know. But also, the way that Blue Team looked in Forward Under Dawn is peak cinema.
Well, honestly, yeah, they did a really good job with Chief too. And, you know, Daniel Cudmore from the X-Men franchise, most popular known role of his, you know, I thought he did a really good job as Chief. But, you know, I don't know, like, that came out when Halo 4 was being released. And, you know, I'm 30 years old now, and I do like seeing Chief's face. Like, it's cool to see the human side of him and as he's conflicted with what's going on. So,
yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think it would be different if you tried doing it in the game, though. I don't know. I think it worked for the TV show, but for the game, I don't think it would work.
I don't think it would work at all. I see, that's where you can call me a hypocrite if you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I agree. Chief's helmet cannot come off like it does in the show for the game. It's just not the same environment. It's not the same atmosphere. So that's why I agree with that. But to kind of keep it moving along here, what are your thoughts on this Spirit of Fire update almost 3 weeks later as of Tuesday? Your honest opinion.
Disappointed 100%.
And what would you say you're most disappointed about, or is it just a general theme?
Mostly I'm disappointed with how 343 took their 100 tier battle pass and made it into a 20 tier, and then put the 80 tiers that could have been a 100 tier pass into the store.
Yeah. So
343 really messed up there big time.
Yeah, and I spent way too much money. I'm not proud of it. I don't want to talk about it.
None of us should have. All that could have been free. Could have been in a $10 tier or $10 100 tier pass.
I'm okay with them having a couple bundles in the shop, but I agree with you. Absolutely. Like, our season 5 pass was a 50 tier battle pass that felt extremely rewarding in terms of the content. So many of these armor sets could have been broken down to make it a full 50 tier pass, in my opinion, and then have a couple in the premium shop. I think the 50 pass reward could have been the Stanchion sniper weapon kit. I don't understand why they did things the way they did. Obviously, I'm a shill because I spent a lot of money, but there is no denying that, you know, I get it. They got to make money. But if you want more and more people to come back and have that higher retention rate, why wouldn't you make this a 50 tier pass?
Well, I was done with the 20 tier pass in 2 days. So, like, it's, and then what do I have to grind now? Like my hero rank, that's about it.
You know, it's so funny you talk about that too. Well, I was thinking about it today because I think like any other logical person, I have think sessions in the shower. So when I played today and I ranked up, so I got in the shower and I was just thinking about it. And I'm like, dude, like once I hit hero rank, there's literally no reason to play their game anymore because the matchmaking system is so fucking flawed. I was playing Husky Raid this morning and I dropped like one of the games. I dropped like almost 50 kills and I had a guy go 0-14, I think like 2-7. And it's like, this is not right. Like I should not have these kind of teammates because the other team, even though they lost, they were a way more balanced team. Like no one person was to blame. All of them did decent. So
I get that all the time too. So
I had that sad realization today and I was pretty bummed out because I'm playing the game to earn the most experience and obviously do cool shit. It's fun, but I'm playing the game to earn the most experience. So once that's out of the, you know, once that reason's out of the window, it's like, yeah, why would I even play the game? And that's a pretty fucking terrible realization. So that's when you know their game's flawed. So besides the cosmetics and, you know, the premium shop and what should have been a 50 tier battle pass, besides that being abysmal, I think the other thing is too, is that the BTB refresh, cause that was the first one they talked about. The fact that that wasn't at launch and still isn't done yet is ridiculous in my opinion, because I'm really so tired of the same maps. I love BTB. I love the 12v12, but with your matchmaking being shit and your refresh not happening, I mean, I've tried to stay away from BTB as much as I could. Thankfully, last night we had some good sessions. Right. I just think the lack of content here is just really bad. If this is the kind of updates they're going to spoon feed to us, then you might as well just kill the game and move on and just work on the next project, because I've devoted a ton of hours to this game. I'm going to even after this conversation and podcast, but there's no doubt that it's like so fucking frustrating. Like I think for me, you know, like the other thing too that really pisses me off is that Firefight is just so boring to play because of the maps, because there's no real like weapon kits. I mean, or ammo pads, unless you play on House of Reckoning or Oasis. I think those are the main two that have the weapon or the ammo kits. But it's like there's just no there's no reward. There's no satisfaction to just being, you know, turning your brain off and doing nothing. Like, and then if you're a driver in the Warthog, you get no experience at all. There's nothing gained. So it's like, why even have the fucking vehicle on the map? I think Illusion's a great map, but it's not even in any playlist. It's not even in ranked. The rank system sucks. You do the placement matches and you get ranked a whole tier lower than you're supposed to be. At least I did. I don't get it. And then like Lucid was talking on stream on Saturday or yesterday, how like he himself, a pro player, one of the best pro players in the entire league, also doesn't understand how 343 can only have so many updates a year. You know, they haven't changed the guns, you know, before Bloom, they haven't done anything gun wise in the game. There's no new guns. I don't know, man. It's so sad. It's so sad that this game is on the cusp of being everything it should, and they're just not going to deliver.
Well, and the fact that they were all excited to, like, when they did their showcase, and they were excited, and they thought that they're doing a good thing with this, with their update and stuff, and then the update comes, and it's disappointing. There's not a lot of content. There's not a lot of updates. Updates are coming, but they're not there. So we have to wait even longer for that. And then there's people that grind this game, and there's nothing to grind for because they give you such mediocre content.
Yeah, it fucking hurts, man. It hurts because of how much I love this game. But it's like, we're going to get cross-core chest plates probably next. And it's like, the cosmetics won't save this game anymore. No. The Spirit of Fire brought a lot of people back. A lot of people love the Mark IV. You, of course, love the shit out of it.
Absolutely.
But you know,
No,
go ahead.
Well, just the fact that you have to spend $20 just to change your shoulder or have something Mark IV related, shoulder piece or chest piece or something like that, instead of just getting a battle pass full of that content, is just disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, I don't know, man. It's so disappointing because, again, you know, I just think the gameplay, the actual gunplay itself, the movement, the equipment, there's so many things about this game that make it so just satisfying. The 30 seconds of fun that Bungie really wanted Halo to all be about is here. Probably the best it's been since Halo Reach and Halo 3. And we're just we're just being wasted away at just these ridiculous updates that don't really do anything. I mean, this matchmaking system, I feel like if it's not ranked, there should be no skill-based matchmaking. Turn that shit off. If there's a way to get rid of it. Because it's not working. You can't, and no one can tell me it is working because I literally have the proof in all my matches. If it is working, then my teammates should be, you know, Diamond and Onyx players as well. And they never are. Never.
No.
I was laughing yesterday or last night when I was streaming. I was doing quick play. You know, quick play has just been a lot of fun for me lately because they obviously added the Halo 3 maps. I had people on my team. This was their first game ever. You're telling me their first game ever is one with, and their teammate, I'm just going to call it for what it is because everyone knows it's true. And I just like playing the game at my highest level. They're going to tell me their first match ever, their teammate's a Sweat Lord. Our opponents are Sweat Lords. And this guy's first game ever on the game. Like, that's it. Like, that's not fair to them at all. How are they ever going to learn? It's just...
No, they're not going to learn. They're going to get frustrated and then leave and go play something else.
That was 3 matches within the hour, by the way.
That's insane. That's just insane.
I had someone... I'll never forget their name. It was... Because Basura is trash in Spanish. And the person's gamer tag was like Basura Tina or something, like Latina or whatever. And this person was like crouching with the assault rifle and it was on recharge and even on the A elbow was like trying to snipe across the map with the assault rifle, which I appreciate the idea, but I'm like, there's no fucking way that this is possible. And sure enough it is. So I just can't believe it's come to this. Like, it's, you know, and you know, I think about the people who actually, you know, the streamers, the grassroots community, the people who are actually getting paid to support this game from the fans that are watching them. Like, this is the game this is their full-time job to support this game essentially because the fans are supporting them.
Right.
And it's like, this is what you're going to give them, you know, like the Uber Knicks and all them, you know, Eli X and, you know, even like Lucid, man, like you can just see how frustrated he is. And I feel so bad because he's such a high level player. And even this dude's like, man, this game sucks.
And he wants to praise this game, but what can you praise? You know, he wants to defend the game. A lot of us want to defend this game, but they're not giving us a lot.
No, and I feel bad for like Unishek and Sketch. You know, they do their best. And obviously, they get the brunt of it. I just wish the corporate overlords would like get their shit together, give this game the final resources it needs. Because if you give us more 50 tier battle passes that are full of content, you know, I will pay for that. And then if you give us some extra stuff that's in the premium shop plus a good battle pass, I will support your game. I'm happy to. because yeah, the cool. hours justify it. I think this update alone, I already have 17 hours of gameplay on it. My thing is for every hour you play in a game, it's like $1 or $10 every time. So I feel like my time is justified for the expenses I have, but all of us are in the same boat where it's like, nah, dude, I'm tired of buying this shit. Like, I'm good. You're not giving us the content we need. You're not updating matchmaking. There's no new weapons. The Falcon is just sitting in limbo. We already know it's almost done.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but I know that they can integrate more weapons into this game easily. I know it can be done, and it should be done, but they're just like, oh no, we're just gonna probably release maybe one gun in like the next two updates, maybe.
Yeah, you know, they're almost at the point where I forgot what it's called. Oh, that's what it's called. They're almost at the point where the game should just be open source, and it's like, hey modders, since you do in weeks what we can't do in years, we will give you like special coatings, maybe give, because like forgers get a special armor coating, right? Like what if modders were able to just like bring back the Spartan laser? It's like, cool, like let's give them something for that, you know, maybe, because you probably can't pay them because they're not hired on. But like, I don't know, the modding community could easily save this game in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. They've saved almost every other Halo.
But even then, like Skyrim, you think of like these modding communities and what they're capable of. Oh, I mean, one of the biggest mods till this day on Skyrim, if you were to look at the Creation Club, is literally just a title update for Skyrim that fixes so much shit. So, yeah, I don't know. I love the game, but I am getting frustrated pretty much every day. I'm so blessed that last night, one of my TikTok friends sent me an invite, and we grouped up with like 10 of us, and we were just destroying BTB lobbies, and it felt good.
Okay. That's like, awesome.
Like the other teams did good, but it just felt good to have a balance.
yeah, absolutely. So, they force you to have people to play with. You like, you want a balanced game, then you gotta have all those slots filled with your friends, or else it's just gonna be unbalanced. Because I feel like I have better games when I'm playing with friends compared to when I'm just solo queuing.
Yeah.
At any time. And I feel like it's more balanced.
So. Yeah, that's something else. So Tuesday, you know, the Tuesday after Super Bowl, we have our next potentially rotational update. Do you think that anything's going to happen this Tuesday in terms of the matchmaking or any playlist refresh?
I feel like there you might do something with BTB, but at the same time, I don't think we're gonna get much. So, sorry, I don't have high. I don't know. I'm just really frustrated with the game at this point.
I feel you.
Just with everything.
No, I totally get that, because like last week I had to take a break. Like last week I had to take literally a day and a half break because the game pissed me off so much. I just wasn't having fun playing it. And I'm not saying pissed off like it's not going my way. I'm saying it literally wasn't fun because of the unbalanced scenarios you're presented with. And I took a break. I played Nintendo one night and then something else for the half a night. And I went back and I was like, oh, this is nice. So like, it sucks though that you have to like take breaks just to enjoy something, you know. Yeah. Like, it still means there's flaws in your game. That's pretty much it, right? I think that's pretty much all we're going for. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up before we kind of wrap this up?
Just want to tell you how much I appreciate you having me on here, and I'm glad I could voice my opinion on a lot of this stuff, because, you know, it's frustrating to see one of your favorite games, favorite franchises turn into more of a money grab thing instead of giving us content. So,
I agree. And I appreciate you being on as always. You're always welcome here. You're just an incredible human being who I'm excited to be able to call my friend and actually have the pleasure to know. As far as Halo goes, I couldn't agree with you. It's our favorite franchise for a reason. Yes, the breadcrumbs are there in terms of the money grab, but for me, I just wish they'd pick a lane. Are you going to be a money grab game?
Yep.
Because you can't be both. Are you going to be a money grab game, or are you going to be a freemium game where there's a lot of great free content, but you can purchase some premium items as well if you really feel like you need them, but we're still going to give you a lot of free stuff that still makes you feel badass and feel rewarded. That's the route that you need to go.
Well, because anyways, like the past three updates, it's been back and forth. Like this update was more of a money grab. The last update felt like more, it was giving us just content. And then the one before then was felt like a money grab. So like, yeah, I agree with you. They need to pick a lane, figure it out.
Motherfuckers. And go with it. Awesome. Well, Yeti, thank you so much for being back on the show. Be sure to check out his Twitch. Be sure to check out the Frogs 2v2 tournament. We are going to be there ourselves, participate, watch it, support it. Check out the Frogs community. Their links will be in the description of this podcast. If you haven't rated the show yet, please consider doing that too and leaving a review. It helps me out a lot. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Later.